Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. It's so strange, like in this sort of almost unmitigatedly awful year, we do still have so many things to be thankful for.
Yes, and I'm going to remind myself of that as I'm Zooming Thanksgiving with my parents, who I have not seen in over 9 months.
Oh, it's so hard.
Hi, and welcome to Happier in Hollywood, the podcast about how to be happier, healthier, saner, more creative, more successful, and more productive in a backbiting, superficial, chaotic, unpredictable, fundamentally insane world. I'm Sarah Fain, a TV writer and producer living in LA and temporarily Minnesota, and with me is my high school friend and writing partner, Liz.
That's me, Liz Craft. On this podcast, we talk about being writers in Hollywood, how we balance a career and friendship, and how to survive the war of attrition that is life in Los Angeles. Happy Thanksgiving, Sarah.
Oh, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, Liz. In this episode, we are going to talk about why it's important to remember, this is a little off topic for Thanksgiving, but we'll get there in the next segment, but why it's important to remember that nobody cares how much work we've done.
Then we'll amplify an affordable way to support Black artists this holiday season and spotlight a documentary that highlights female journalists.
And in honor of Thanksgiving, we have a Take a Hike gratitude assignment. And finally, this week's Hollywood hack will make wearing your face mask easier and more fashionable.
But first, Sarah, we want to remind everyone that we are selling our Happier in Hollywood Rainbow Silipint Travel Cups. They're $25, including shipping and a lid, and they make great gifts. In addition to being super cute, they're really durable. You can put them in the dishwasher or the microwave. They keep hot things hot and cold things cold. They are wonderful. So if you'd like to buy one for yourself or somebody else, email us at happierinhollywood@gmail.com.
Liz, as you know, I have Silipint bowls. I have the whole selection. I think they're like the greatest things in the whole world. So grab yourself a Silipint travel mug for whatever holidays you're celebrating coming up.
Okay, Sarah, it's time for From the Treadmill Desks Of, in which we talk about what's most pressing in our work psyches. And this week, it's reminding ourselves that nobody cares how much work we've done. I have got to think that this will resonate with listeners in many different fields.
Yes, in so many different fields. No matter what field you're in, we all do lots of work. And unless you charge by the hour, it really does not matter how much time you put in. The only thing that matters is the result.
Yeah. And we happen to be thinking about this particular subject because we have been putting a lot of time and work into a pitch. I mean, days, weeks, it's been months at this point.
Months, yes, months and months.
And just as we thought we were done with this pitch, we had an insight that made us feel like we needed to radically alter the pitch, which means we have taken a ton more time.
Yes. At least another month probably has been added to this process, wouldn't you say?
Probably, yeah.
And this is not just like mulling it here and there, thinking about it on a walk. That sounds delightful. This is like very intense, focused work over long periods of time.
Yes. Which, I mean, again, as we've discussed, we don't get paid for this. This is what we do in order to go try to sell something.
It's so great. Of course, we feel like, I mean, we do it because we feel like, of course, they're going to buy this. We believe in this so much. We love it. So they should buy it. So that's why we spend the time. But ultimately, once you're, I was going to say in that room, but it won't be. It'll be on that Zoom. It really doesn't matter how much you've put in it. You could have whipped it into shape literally like overnight. Or you could have spent, you know, there are people who work on projects for 25 years before they sell.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. The end result is the only thing that matters. And you can't go in feeling like, oh, well, I deserve this because I put so much work into it. Or, oh, I shouldn't have to change this because I've already put in enough work and they should just buy it as is. You just can't think like that. And Sarah, you know what it reminds me of? As you know, I love Project Runway. Mm-hmm. And inevitably, at some point in every season of Project Runway, somebody will throw out a dress that they've spent time on because they don't like it. Yeah. And in like the 30 minutes before they have to go on the runway, they'll do a whole new dress really fast.
It's like glue gunned together.
Yes. And it'll win.
Right.
And everyone else is really mad because they spent the whole 2 days laboring over their dress and they put in so much time and did all these laborious pleats. And the judges don't care because the only thing they care is about how it looks when it goes down the runway. So this is our version of that.
Yes. Yeah. And it's helpful to remember that this is not just us. We are not just the only people who will labor and labor and labor. This is a universal thing. Everyone does a tremendous amount of work that they don't get credit for, that often no one even sees.
Yes.
At least we see it. I can admire your work and you can appreciate my work and be like, good job. Yes. Like a lot of people are just like working alone and no one even knows when they throw it out.
Yes. So we see all of you.
Yes, we do.
And hopefully it'll all pay off for all of us. But if not, that's just the world we're in.
Yes.
And if anyone out there wants to vent about all the time you've spent working on something, you know, feel free to send us your stories and we'll appreciate everything you've put into your project.
Yes. Send us your venting emails to happierinhollywood@gmail.com.
Coming up, we're going to amplify. But first, this break.
It is time for our new Amplify segment, in which we amplify the voices and work of women and people of color. And today we have a couple of things we want to tell you about. First, there's this website that we love. It's called Society 6. It's a great place to get fun, affordable holiday gifts. Liz, remember when we were on The Fix, we got Marsha something from Society 6 and Marsha got us something from Society 6.
I remember.
Because it's so fun. And this year they're highlighting Black artists. So if you go to the website and scroll down, you'll see where to click. They have so many great prints.
Yes, Sarah, I have already picked out a photo called Cali Girl that I am going to buy myself for Christmas. I'm very excited about it.
I suspect there may be something coming your way from Society 6 as well. I'll look for lightning bolts.
Okay. We also want to amplify a documentary that came out recently. It's called On the Trail Inside the 2020 Primaries. And it was produced by CNN Films for HBO Max and follows the on and off the clock lives of 10 diverse women at different stages of their careers who covered the presidential primaries from coast to coast. So I watched this and it's really interesting because you get a sense of just how grueling it is to be in TV news and follow these campaigns. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're making sometimes three stops a day and covering them. You've got to carry like a laptop everywhere and set it up and be able to like do your reporting through your laptop in some corner of a giant ballroom. You're constantly in another hotel. It's just, it never ends. It's like dawn, you know, till midnight sometimes. So I just love seeing that and also seeing the commitment all of these women have and how much they put into it. And what's interesting is each person is assigned a candidate. Mm. So when your candidate drops out of the race, it's very emotional. Whether you agree with them or not, you followed that person for weeks or months, and suddenly your job is just over. Anyway, it's just really interesting for anybody, especially I think who's wants to go into that career.
That does sound absolutely fascinating. That's on my list of things to watch for sure. And were they also like dealing with this in a pandemic with masks and all of that stuff?
So the pandemic started at the end of the documentary. So it's sort of toward the end, someone goes to like the rally they're going to cover. And there's a sign on the door that says this event has been canceled due to COVID-19. Like, all further events like are up in the air. We'll let you know what's going to happen.
Wow.
Oh, and one of the women actually gets COVID-19 right at the beginning as it's just coming into consciousness. So you see that in real time. One other thing I wanted to mention, Sarah, is that I give major props to my sister-in-law, Livia, because she's in TV news, and this really gave me a sense of just how hard she works.
Yes, big props to Olivia and all of those women journalists out there who are keeping us informed of the craziness going on in the world. Okay, Liz, it's time for Take a Hike, where we talk about physical, spiritual, or mental health. And this week, it's spiritual health, at least as spiritual as the two of us get. It is Thanksgiving. And we all know that we are happier and healthier when we live in a place of gratitude.
Yes. And we talked about just discussing what we're grateful for this year, friends, family, our health. But we decided we wanted to do something a little more active.
Yes.
We came up with a gratitude assignment. This was your idea, Sarah.
It's my fault.
Yes.
Okay. So we've all been really isolated. We miss each other. But what's made this year bearable is our connection to other people.
Yes.
So even in this time where we're separated from each other, the connections that we are able to still maintain are the things that are kind of getting us through. So today, your assignment and our assignment is to reach out to a person you're thankful for who you wouldn't already be talking to. So Liz, you had a great idea for this. I love it.
Yes. So the person that I'm going to reach out to and tell him that I am thankful that he's in my life, even though I don't talk to him all the time, is Sean Ryan, our old boss from The Shield. Because as many listeners know, but in case anyone doesn't, I met my husband, Adam, when we were writers on The Shield, and Adam was a writer on The Shield. And it's crazy when I think back to just like our interview on the show and that if Sean hadn't, first of all, we didn't have a great interview. Luckily, he liked our script. But if he hadn't liked our script and he hadn't hired us, I may never have met Adam, never have gotten married. I wouldn't have Jack. So I'm just really grateful that Sean put us together and you know, basically is responsible for my whole life.
Oh, I love that. And it's, I don't feel like crying, which is like amazing to me. So it's so happy.
It's very happy. It puts me in a place of gratitude for sure this Thanksgiving Day.
Yes.
Okay, Sarah, tell me who you think you want to reach out to for your gratitude assignment.
Well, I have two people. One of them is Brooke. People who listen to the podcast will know her as our former assistant, but she was also a writer on The Fix. She's like a full-fledged television writer now.
Yes.
And she is staying at my house while I'm in Minnesota. And I think it's something that is like great for both of us. It's good for her. And I'm so grateful because she's finally moved out of downtown. So like we now feel like she's safe. But for me, it takes such stress off of me to know that someone I trust so completely is staying at my house. And she's like so great about being like, hey, this little thing went wrong, and calling the handyman if necessary. And just, it's so amazing just how comforting it is. And I'm so grateful to her for being there and being just so kind of wonderful about being there. So Brooke,
you can,
I know
always
you listen
count on
to
Brooke.
The podcast. Yes, exactly. Brooke, I know you listen to the podcast, so I actually should just address this to you. I think you are wonderful, and I'm so glad that you and your cute little dog are staying in my house. And thank you for all that you do. And then the other person I want to thank is my doctor. I have the greatest doctor. And I think so many people don't have good relationships with their doctors. Their doctors are like not nice or intimidating or just
don't spend a lot of time.
Exactly. I think it's very hard for doctors to spend a lot of time with their patients. But my doctor really does. And because she is so like nice and open and does take that time to get to know you, I feel much more comfortable reaching out to her. And I think also we are in a pandemic after all, knowing that she's a Zoom call, a virtual appointment away is very comforting.
Mm-hmm.
We're grateful for our health for sure, but I'm very grateful to her because I know that if something goes wrong with my health, she is there.
So you're going to reach out to her. I'm going to reach out to Sean, and we're just going to spread the gratitude.
Yes.
Okay, everybody, who are you grateful for this year? We want to know. Email us or send us a voice memo to happierinhollywood@gmail.com. Next up, this week's Hollywood hack will ensure you're never without your face mask. But first, this break. Okay, Sarah, we are back, and it is time for this week's Hollywood hack. Mask chains. You know about eyeglass chains, like people mm-hmm. who wear their reading glasses on a chain around their neck. Okay, well, we have evolved now to mask chains. My friend Candace has started designing mask chains, and I think I've even mentioned this on Happier, because these are just the most brilliant things. They're Candace B Designs. And if you want to see what we're talking about and get your own mask chain, you can go to Candace B Designs at Etsy. And we will, of course, link to that in the show notes. But there are all sorts of different chains that you just attach to your mask, to the little earpiece. And then you can take the mask on and off. Like, you know how you go to the grocery store, you have your mask on, and then you get in the car and you want to take it off. But then you're going back to the gas station and you want to put it on, and then you take it off. This way, you're just putting it on and off around your neck, but you're never putting it down and forgetting where you put it. And it is just makes life so much easier.
When I'm just looking at Candace's chains, and they're so cute.
Yes, like she did skull ones for Halloween. She's got beaded. She's got chains, all sorts of different types. Ones that are like really kind of blingy and flashy, and others that you barely even notice. And I have to say, whenever I wear my mask chains, I get tons of compliments because people haven't seen these, you know, and it's the kind of thing where people approach you and they're like, where did you get that? I need that. One thing I love it for is hiking, because if I'm hiking, like I have a mask, but if there is literally no one around me on the trail, mm-hmm. I don't want to have my mask on. But then, of course, if I see someone approaching in the distance, I put it on. So this way, I don't have to pull it in and out of a pocket. I just have it around my neck. So,
right.
And they're very affordable. So I think they make great gifts. I'm planning to get one for like every woman in my family.
Yeah, they're like the perfect stocking stuffer.
That is our hack. Mask chains. Don't leave home without your mask or your mask chain.
And that is it for this episode of Happier in Hollywood. We hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving full of gratitude and love, such as it is this year. For questions or comments, email us or send us a voice memo to happierinhollywood@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please subscribe if you haven't already.
Thanks to our executive producer, Chuck Reed. We are very grateful for everything he does on this podcast. Thanks to everyone at Sankola Sound. You can follow them on Instagram at Sankola Sound.
Thanks to everyone at Cadence 13. And as always, thank you to Gretchen Rubin. Happier in Hollywood is part of the Onward Project.
Listen to the other Onward Project podcasts, Happier with Gretchen Rubin, Side Hustle School, Do the Thing with Whole30's Melissa Urban, and Everything Happens with Kate Bowler.
Get in touch. I'm on Instagram at sfain, and Liz is at lizcraft. We also have a Facebook group. Search for Happier in Hollywood on Facebook to join in on the conversation.
Until next week, I'm Liz Craft.
And I'm Sarah Fain. Thanks for joining us. It's a fun job.
And we enjoy it. Sarah, here is the question. Do you think everyone is dressing up for Thanksgiving dinner this year?
I mean, I can tell you that I'm not. I would imagine I'll be just See, like, it's... honestly, I should put on jeans at least, but I could well be in sweats.
I was talking to Gretchen about this because she's very concerned that it's just going to all kind of fall away. So I think she's making her family dress up to sort of keep the semblance of normal Thanksgiving.
That's nice. I don't know. Maybe she'll inspire me. I did bring some like nice clothes to Minnesota. I don't know why, but maybe I should honor the occasion. And
all right. Well, send me a photo after you eat and I'll see what you did.
From the Onward Project.